Nick, thank you very much. Well, I'm joined here in the studio listening to that is the Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls, who is in this morning to talk about their plan for devolving funding, £30 billion of funding to regions across the country. Good morning to you. Let's start first, if I may, with this question of universities.
Of course.
Can you guarantee, given what we heard there from Nick, that universities won't lose out as a result of any change that you plan?
Look, I totally understand why the universities want to keep the status quo. And the universities are hugely important. But the status quo is not working well at the moment for students, for taxpayers and for the government, for a very clear reason, which is actually more complicated than Nick's description. We were told that the increase in fee to 9,000 would save money for the taxpayer, save billions of pounds and deliver a good deal. What we've seen is we've seen graduate contributions go up by over 50%, graduates paying for their fees. We've seen the money to the universities go up in real terms by 28% per student, a huge rise since 2010. But it turns out it's costing the taxpayer more and not less. And the reason is we're now in a position where almost half of students aren't repaying the fees because they don't earn enough during their lifetime. The thing is, Sarah, this is all being hidden off budget, below the line. There is a huge looming charge for taxpayers in the future. What I want is a solution which is fair for students and doesn't stop students going to universities, which protects the taxpayer and is also good for the universities. And that's what we're working on at the moment, and we'll come forward with our proposals. But I'm afraid the status quo at the moment is unsustainable, costly and hidden. I think George Osborne has played totally fast and loose with the public finances, and we're going to expose
that. So you will cut the fees, because the proposal that Labour wants is to cut fees from £9,000 to £6,000. Will universities are clearly worried that they're going to lose out as a result of that. It will hit their budgets. Can you guarantee that it will not?
I don't want universities to see their budgets hit. I want to continue to invest in our universities, I can't continue with a system in which the taxpayer is picking up a huge hidden bill, and we're going to expose that in the coming weeks. Personally, both I and Ed Miliband have always preferred the option of moving away from a fee and loan system to a graduate tax. And currently we have a system in which half of students aren't repaying these loans. These aren't loans at all. This is money up front to the universities, which students aren't repaying, and the taxpayer is bailing them out. It's costly, it's unsustainable, it's not working, and we're going to come up with a better way forward.
So no reassurance to universities. Let's move on, because there's a bit of ground I'd like to cover, if possible.
Of course.
You'll know that the boss of Boots, Stefano Pessina, has said that a government led by Ed Miliband would be a catastrophe. What do you say to him, and how? I mean, it shows a problem, an ongoing problem that Labour has with business.
I would think in the next 3 months we're going to have a number of people brought forward by the Conservatives, whether it's Gary Barlow or Mr. Pessina, saying that don't vote Labour. The idea that somebody who doesn't pay any tax in Britain should be telling British people how to vote, I think that will stick in the craw of many
people.
He's
running one of the biggest companies in Britain.
Yeah. And but the interesting thing about this company, even though Mr. Pessina is a tax exile in Monaco, and even though he's moved the domicile of Boots to Switzerland, he actually says the only tangible thing he said in the Telegraph on Saturday was his fear is of Britain leaving the European Union. And that's what I hear from businesses up and down the country all the time. The biggest risk...
He said... I think we just to be clear, what he said is that Ed Miliband's plan for powers, quotes, not helpful for business, not helpful for the country, and in the end it probably won't be helpful for them.
Well, look, he had some rhetoric. What policy did he specify there? There were no policies there. The only policy he specified was Britain leaving the European Union. And that's what I hear from business all the time. There's a bigger point here, Sarah. We have at the moment an anti-European sentiment, the rise of parties saying leave the European Union like UKIP, a Conservative Party gambling with our future. When I was in Washington a couple of weeks ago, the big fear of American policymakers is a Tory government taking Britain out of Europe.
So you're...
And there is a big choice here for the next election. Do you carry on, muddle through with Tory trickle-down economics and hope it will work, or do you have a Labour plan to devolve power to the regions,
Europe,
to invest in infrastructure, to keep us in the European Union and reform? government. That is the Labour agenda, fairness and prosperity going hand in hand.
Let's
I've got to say to you, Sarah, it's a much more pro-business agenda than what we're getting from David Cameron and George Osborne at the moment.
Let's talk about your plan to devolve money, £30 billion. What's new in this? Because you've actually said a certain amount before. What's new in what the big announcement today?
Well, the new thing is Labour today meeting with English local government leaders to work out the timetable of our plan to have the biggest devolution for generations after the election in the coming year, going way beyond what the Conservatives have offered, and also having 100% devolution of extra business rates so we can work with business and local government in our regions and city regions and county regions. And we're saying very clearly, this is not only on offer, as George Osborne says, if you agree to have imposed from the centre an elected mayor, I want a powerhouse north, south, east and west. I'm not going to impose a political structure.
Okay,
Labour says let's devolve the economic powers to let business create the more good jobs we need.
Ed Balls, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
3 minutes to eight. Phil Everett is here with the weather. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. I have no new announcements for you, I'm afraid. It's the same old, the cold spell continues.